The peer advantage, intentionally leveraging the power of others. It's a special May 21st, 2019 episode of Grow Great, the podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. New information is invigorating, especially if you're curious. You are curious, aren't you? Curious enough to figure out what you may not know, or to figure out something a bit better than you thought you may have already figured out? The other day, I was discussing books with a friend, and we were challenging each other to remember a book that really made a lasting impact. And during the conversation, we both concluded that we benefited from many, many books with snippets of new information here and there. It's the value of reading, the quest to learn something you may not have known before. And reading, it's great. I love it. For those of us who do love it, we are somewhat addicted to it. Podcasts, they're pretty terrific as well, he says, tongue firmly in cheek. But these are quite passive. We consume these things. I appreciate you consuming the podcast. I really do. I love it. I love you for it. But these are the author, if we're reading a book, or the podcaster, hello, that would be me, communicating with us. Highly valuable, but still very lacking. A new relationship with somebody who has different experiences, skills, and viewpoints. Some years ago, I formed a relationship with somebody like that, somebody new. I was attending a very small conference. I didn't know anybody else who was attending, but I met somebody. Somebody who felt like a kindred spirit, somebody who was very different from me. And that was close to 10 years ago. And since that time, we have pushed each other, challenged each other, supported each other, shared common beliefs, as well as differing beliefs. The meeting was organic, well, kind of, sorta, but we both leaned into it and we made it intentional. We've been purposeful in leveraging the power that we can each have on one another. It's a one-to-one peer advantage. In fact, over the last decade, I've had three really powerful things like that happen. Just like reading, it's highly valuable. Well, more so because it has dynamic interaction. It's one-to-one and it's great, but it's still very lacking. Self-improvement is at the heart of growing great, and it's about your self-improvement. Not just yours, but it's also about mine. Oh, and it's about that guy over there and that woman. Yeah, her too, and him, and him, and him, and her. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well." When you intentionally leverage the power of others, you're both giving and receiving. When you give more, you get more. Way more. And I'm not just talking about some intrinsic feeling, knowing that you did well. I'm talking about a real, substantial, life-changing benefit. It's the high energy of community, the right community. Do me a favor. Close your eyes and think of a time when you were in a conversation where your energy was elevated. I mean a time when your energy soared and you felt the impact of that conversation instantly. If your life had an energy meter, it would have hit a much higher than normal number because of this conversation. And this particular conversation, whichever one you're thinking of right now, this conversation was different. It was special. Research has shown the positive power of community. Well, come on, support groups all over the world prove the point. From Alcoholics Anonymous and Weight Watchers and the one that I often refer to, Parents of Murdered Children, there are plenty of examples. But don't restrict your thinking of community to traditional support groups. It's much broader and often deeper than that. Charles Dickens wrote, "No one is useless in this world who lightens the burdens of another." The true peer advantage is about more than taking advantage. It's also about giving an advantage to others. There are a few things that I hear, not many, but there are a few things that I hear more often than other things. Among them are business owners who are concerned about what they don't know. They're worried. They're worried and fretful about the things they can't see or the things that they can't see quite so clearly. Blind spots. I hear leaders fretful about their blind spots and trying to figure out how to eliminate those, how to at least reduce them. It's tough. It's tough to be truthful with yourself. And that may be among our biggest blind spot of all, how we see ourselves. Where do we go to improve that? To whom do we turn for assistance with that? It's the power of a room. It's a power of the right room. The smartest man in the room syndrome, that's real. You know that's real because, well, you know people who are like that. The opposite isn't the dumbest man in the room. The opposite is the man or the woman who realizes the power isn't completely within themselves at all, but the power is in the room itself. The power is in the collective. The power is in the collective, the group of people in the room. Let's get back to that energy thing. You remember the time when you felt energized because you were in a conversation with people who lifted you up, however you care to define that. The fact is, the more we surround ourselves by other people trying to achieve what we are trying to achieve, for instance, people who are training for a marathon, or the more we're surrounded by other people who are all determined to grow and improve, the greater our probability of success. We can all do more together. We just have to get in the right room. The room, that's where the power is. What do you look for? Well, there are a few things, actually. Trust, information, learning, insight, experiences. You know, peer pressure, we often think of peer pressure in a negative sense. We think about little Johnny being influenced by his bad friends. Yeah, maybe we ought to think more about little Johnny being properly influenced by his good friends. Because it does work in the most positive directions. People helping people. Peer pressure can be a great thing when the peers are worth being surrounded by. People helping themselves in the presence of other people also helping themselves. When we're in a community focused on learning and understanding, growth happens. It happens because it provides the energy necessary to grow. If you think that you're going to grow without energy, if you think you're going to grow without fuel, without food, good luck. It's not going to happen. Nothing grows without it. It's why the energy conversation is so important, so critical, and I have no idea why it isn't discussed more deeply or broadly. It's why people achieve more. It's why people find richer success together, and it's why so many solo efforts fail. Nobody else is in the room. There's nobody in the room to help us get to our feet when we fall. There's nobody available to give us a leg up when we need it the most. It's support and help coupled with intensely deep learning together and from one another. And it makes the room the most powerful room we can be in if we'll just go inside and open ourselves to all the value that we can provide for others and for the value that other people can provide for us. The Peer Advantage by Bula Network is my effort to do just that for small business owners who are close to the work, operators. I'm now accepting applications for enrollment at thepeeradvantage.com, thepeeradvantage.com. This is a paid-for peer group of just 7 U.S.-based entrepreneurs intent on putting themselves in a room where they can grow their businesses, their leadership, and their lives. We'll meet twice a month, every other week, online, using a video conferencing platform. That just means it's going to be super convenient and super easy, reducing wasted time because your time is highly valuable and so is mine. There are tons of positive reasons why this is your very best opportunity for growth. You can go visit the website, thepeeradvantage.com, for all the details. I hope that you'll go there right now. I hope you will complete the application because only those who dare to intentionally leverage the power of others will do that. I hope you're a person like that. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Thanks for listening.